Welcome back, everybody. I'm excited for a quick update on NanoTerraTech today.
Yeah, definitely a lot to talk about.
For sure. This isn't a full deep dive this time around,
right?
But you're going to want to hear this. Because a lot has changed since we last checked in on them. Remember we did that episode about NanoTerraTech's big plans for biographite?
Yeah, their plans to use it in EV batteries. Big focus on the electric vehicle market.
Yeah. Well, let's just say things have changed.
For sure. Things have changed a lot.
They've made a pretty big pivot, actually. They're tackling a whole new set of challenges now.
Yeah, some really interesting stuff.
Think political shifts, a Canada First strategy.
Oh, yeah.
And some seriously groundbreaking innovations.
Really is remarkable how NanoTerraTech's had to adapt to this changing landscape. I mean, their initial focus was really tied to the U.S. market, especially with all the momentum behind electric vehicles.
Right, especially with the Biden administration at the time pushing for that EV battery boom. It seemed like a perfect match, like the stars were aligning for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
What happened?
Well, the cancellation of the U.S. EV mandate when the Trump administration came back into power.
Right.
That definitely threw a wrench in things.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you've got the constant uncertainty around those trade tariffs. It all just made the U.S. a little too unpredictable for a company like NanoTerraTech.
So the U.S. is basically on hold for them? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah. For now, at least.
Makes sense. So they've shifted to a Canada-first approach.
Exactly. They're prioritizing those domestic opportunities, and they've been building up collaborations with European allies. It's a really smart move, if you ask me. It gives them more stability, more predictable growth.
Right.
Which is essential in this kind of environment.
Yeah, I get it. But it still kind of begs the question, what are they focusing on now? What's their bread and butter these days?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting. They're leveraging that biocarbon technology of theirs in some incredible ways.
Okay, so spill the beans. What kind of stuff are we talking about?
Everything from cleaning up the environment to nuclear energy, even hydrogen production. It's a pretty diverse portfolio they've built up.
Wow. Okay, you've definitely got my attention. Let's start with the environmental cleanup. What exactly are they doing there?
Okay, so picture this, those massive tailing ponds. You know, the huge reservoirs of wastewater from oil sands and mining operations.
Yeah.
Well, they're developing solutions to treat that wastewater. Their biocarbons act as these really effective filters, removing pollutants from the water.
So instead of just dumping that waste, they're actually cleaning it up.
Exactly. And it's not just about disposal either. They've figured out how to potentially recover valuable resources from that waste too. It's like turning a liability into an asset. Pretty significant, if you ask me. It's a whole new way of thinking about industrial waste.
Wow. Okay, so that's a game changer for those industries. What about nuclear energy? How does biocarbon fit into that?
Okay, so they're producing this high-purity biographite that's essential for nuclear reactors, not just any reactors, but safer and more efficient ones. It acts as both a moderator, you know, controlling those nuclear reactions, and as a reflector, so it makes the whole process more efficient.
So they're contributing to cleaner energy production, even in the nuclear field. That's pretty surprising.
Yeah, it might seem unexpected, but it just goes to show how versatile their biocarbon technology really is. And, you know, nuclear energy, when it's done responsibly, can play a big role in reducing carbon emissions and fighting climate change.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, I'm starting to see how this Canada First strategy is playing out. They're taking those major Canadian industries, oil sands, mining, nuclear energy,
yeah,
and they're offering innovative solutions using their biocarbon technology. Very smart.
Exactly. And it doesn't stop there. They're also making big moves in the hydrogen production world.
Now, that's something I definitely want to hear more about. How are they involved in hydrogen production?
They're using a process called methane pyrolysis. It's pretty fascinating, actually. Basically, they use heat to break down methane, you know, natural gas. They break it down into hydrogen and pure carbon.
So they're creating clean energy, hydrogen, and they get a valuable byproduct too, pure carbon, all from natural gas. It sounds almost too good to be true.
It's a very promising approach. And that pure carbon byproduct, that can be used in all sorts of industries, reducing waste even further. It really boosts the overall sustainability of the whole process.
It sounds like NanoTerraTech is hitting all the right notes here. Clean energy, waste reduction, Canadian resources, and a commitment to sustainability. It's really impressive.
And they're not even done yet. They're also tackling the challenge of hard-to-abate materials.
Hard-to-abate materials.
Yeah, things like those carbon fibers used in airplanes and wind turbines. They're incredibly strong and lightweight, but notoriously difficult to recycle. NanoTerraTech has developed a process to break them down and recover those valuable fibers. It's all about reducing waste and creating a more circular economy for these high-performance materials.
Wow. It sounds like they've really taken this pivot and turned it into an opportunity to make a significant impact on multiple fronts. I'm really impressed with how they've managed to align their technology with some of the biggest challenges facing our world today.
It's a testament to their vision, their adaptability, and their unwavering commitment to innovation. It's truly inspiring to see a company so effectively turn a potential setback into a launchpad for even greater achievements.
Well said. This has been an incredible update so far, and we haven't even gotten to the details of their proprietary process for recycling those hard-to-abate materials. That's a conversation for part two of this update, right?
You got it. Stay tuned. We'll be diving deeper into those fascinating details and exploring the potential of Nanoterratech's groundbreaking technology in part two.